We know that overnight tonight, the Orange County Sheriff's Office and a lot of other community leaders and safety personnel are going to be on hand to make sure the roads are, you know, as best as they can be, or at least sharing the news about what the roads look like to the rest of the Orange County community. Joining me right now in studio is the Public Information Officer for the Orange County Sheriff's Office, Alicia Stemper, who joins me to talk a little bit more about what the Sheriff's Office is going to be keeping an eye on tonight. Alicia, thanks so much for taking the time to drop in. How are you?
Hi, Brighton. Good to be here. Fine, thank you.
So the weather forecast keeps changing a little bit. The good news is, I suppose, it doesn't look like we're getting a whole bunch of snow tonight, but that's still possible on Friday. Either way, it seems like driving conditions are not going to be ideal tomorrow morning, especially with it being so chilly on Friday. So when sheriff's deputies are out and about tonight, what are they going to be looking for and looking to keep the community truly updated on?
Well, they do a pretty good job sending me road updates and photos, and I try to put those out on our social media and tweet them to you. They also look for abandoned cars, make sure that car is truly abandoned, not that there is someone in it. And, you know, they ran out of gas or they got stuck. And, you know, so, you know, they have to have a pretty good way to make sure that those folks are safe. So just mostly they want people to stay off the roads if they can, drive with extreme caution if they can't.
Yeah, and this is just coming a couple days after a lot of deputies, I imagine. I know the sheriff was working overtime to keep folks in tune with what was happening Sunday when we had truly snow coming down. Are they going to be able to do this turnaround? I don't know if there's any concern about what happened Sunday and Monday continuing into the weather that we're seeing now. It does seem like things have kind of cleared up a little bit.
Yeah, just the rhythm of our schedules. It's different crews are on tonight and tomorrow than were on in last week's weather event. So, you know, that's good. Kind of keeps them fresh. And but, you know, their twin concerns are really road conditions and any power outages.
Yeah. Along the lines of power outages, it's something that we haven't been talking a whole lot about this afternoon, but still certainly something that people need to be monitoring for. I know almost every time the sheriff comes on for a weather event, he always gives the good advice of, hey, make sure that you can be self-sufficient for 72 hours mm-hmm. as best as you can. What is some other advice that the office usually gives to folks when there's a chance that they could lose power, lose heat, or are just going through a really cold period in our community?
Well, the 72 hours is really great advice, and all that entails batteries, food, medications. A lot of messaging about being careful with your heat source, your alternate heat sources. You know, not bring your gas grill or your, you know, don't bring your charcoal in the house. If you're using any kind of propane lanterns, you know, make sure you're ventilating. I mean, just all those really, you know, good safety things. Ideally, your smoke detectors are hardwired with battery backup. You know, we could go on for quite some time.
It's a pretty extensive list. The Orange County Sheriff's Office always does a good job of sharing some of those advice on their website, on their social medias. So encourage folks to go mm-hmm. check that out. But
you know, another thing, the emergency management group also does a lot of this messaging. And if you're not signed up for the alert messaging that they send out, go to the Orange County website and look for that. And you can really tailor your profile to what times you want your calls, what phone numbers, you know, you want everything or you only want weather. It's really pretty nuanced for how you as the consumer of those emergency alerts wish to receive them.
Definitely a good community resource and a mm-hmm. great suggestion there. Now, because we were just dealing with kind of a winter weather event just a few days ago when the sheriff's office was sending out its updates for this time around and encouraging people to stay safe, you guys changed up your plan a little bit for how to present that information. And it gave me a chuckle when it landed in my inbox yesterday that you actually wrote a poem to let people know about what to expect and what to do during a winter weather storm, right?
Yeah, and I'm both pleased that I wrote it, and I feel like I should offer the community an apology that I wrote it. But, you know, I sat down to write the same press release that I'd written 5 days earlier and trying to come up with a way to make it fresh. And I, you know, pretty much just to clear the cobwebs, I started noodling around, and it took on a life of its own.
So I think it is delightful, and mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you'd be willing to grace our listeners with this excellent poem. I think we might have shared it on social media, or the plan was to share it on social media, but you know, we wanted to make sure that folks were updated with the latest weather forecast and what the sheriff's office is going to be doing tonight. And I also figured there's kind of no better way to do it than to hear the poem on the air, you know.
To have a little fun, right?
Yeah. Well, if you're willing, I do have a little bit of an accompaniment to go with your poem. Let's see. Ah, yes. There we are.
All right. We always have to start with the title. So, Winter Weather in the South, a poem. The intent of the following humorous verse is to make people smile, not to make them all curse. Please don't take offense to the following rhyme. I'm just having fun in the cold winter time. Press releases get dull, said the board PIO. I need something different, and now here I go. Check the forecast obsessively, we need to beware. For 2 inches of snow, there's a lot to prepare. As Southerners, we are people others make fun of. But a snowplow's an asset we only have one of. When a storm heads our way, we start with our worries. We close all the schools as at first sight of the flurries. We fuel up the car, we go to the store. Even though we just went, we need to buy more. Charge our devices, hope we keep power. Check on the neighbors, fear grows by the hour. Finally, it starts. We watch for a minute, and in spite of our fear, we race out to be in it. Make yummy snow cream, avoiding the yellow. Hurdle down hills till legs are like jello. Go home and drink cocoa, put clothes in the dryer. Check in on Facebook, warm up by the fire. Stay off the roads, let emergency crews work. If you're out doing donuts, you might be a jerk. If you simply must travel, drive slow and drive steady. You could have a crash, so you need to be ready. Call 911 for help. Response may be slow. You'll want a blanket if it's 32 or below. Our deputies and the officers who serve in detention will make sure to give your needs their attention. The snow won't last long. The inconvenience is brief. The air will warm up and bring some relief. So have a great time. A good snowfall is rare. Northerners might tease, but who wants to live there? We all love it here, and we all have our reasons. One of mine, I must say, is the short winter seasons. There you go.
Bravo. Bravo. Thank you so much,
Alicia. A dramatic reading.
I think it's, you know, filled with great information that people need to be keeping in mind over not only tonight, maybe Friday, maybe even into the weekend.
I should warn you, I had to write something about more scams today, and I almost broke out in another poem, but I resisted the urge.
Yeah, maybe we just save that for the times when we need it most,
right,
which
right.
truly felt like this week. Yeah. Well, OCSONC.com is the sheriff's office website. You can find them on Twitter at OCNC Sheriff, and you can find their Facebook page pretty easily too. They are going to have a lot of information overnight tonight about what roads are unsafe and how to be safe as we see some freezing rain and winter weather over the next 24 hours. Public Information Officer Alicia Stemper, thank you so much for coming in to share some information and provide a little bit of entertainment to our audience.
Well, thanks to you all for all you do to help us keep the community safe.
Of course, of course.